Hey, BA fam, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
It's time for the B-A-Q-A, the B-A-Q-A with Tiffany, the B-A-Q-A, no man dick, the B-A-Q-A, it's time for Brian Ambition question and answer. You have questions, I may have some answers. Now here's the thing, I'm not your attorney, not your doctor, I'm not your financial advisor, you know, I'm your internet cousin or whatever, I'm just a smart black brown girl. I can help you in the spaces of business, money, a little bit of career. That's mostly Mandy, though. So it means that if you need serious help, go ahead and tap those people that you pay. Not us. You could just take what we say with the smallest grain of salt, a.k.a. sue your grandma, not us. If you do have questions, though, you can go to brownambitionpodcast.com. Click contact us. Ask there. Slide into the DMs on IG, Brown Ambition Podcast. Go head on over to the BA podcast on Twitter and tweet us or email us at brownambitionpodcast@gmail.com. Okay. So today's question is not directly from the mailbag. It's just something that's been coming up a lot lately. The question of how do you sidestep burnout? So a lot of, especially this is like for my entrepreneurs in particular, but I'm certainly this could be for anyone. Lately, I have been hearing from a lot of my entrepreneur friends about how burnt out they are. When I tell you it is like the pervading theme, I don't actually know an entrepreneur that is not feeling exhausted, tired, burnt out. And I'm talking about the gamut. I have friends who have made $50 million in the last couple of years and more. You know, I have friends who are starting out 1 year in business, year one, and, you know, maybe made $5,000. And the girls are tired. The girls are tired. And most recently, I saw a gentleman, his name is Abu, on Instagram that I follow. He is like this master, like ad kind of marketing guy, and he posted candidly, so that's why I'm sharing it because it's all over his social media, how he is taking a break after making millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. He is like, to what end? And I just wanted to talk through, you know, like, what is that? I think so many of us didn't grow up with a whole lot. And, you know, we kind of have this idea that if we make a ton of money, it will solve so much. And certainly money does solve a lot of challenges, but not all the challenges. And sometimes money will actually create new challenges that we did not anticipate. And it can be really hard because don't nobody want to hear about a millionaire crying about in my life. So there's not a lot of safe spaces to share that, like, it's too much. But I'm seeing more and more people, you know, stepping forward, whether it's publicly or just certainly behind the scenes, my friends and I, sharing how, like, overworked and overwhelmed they've become. And I can say that certainly I felt like that a few years ago where I was at peak overwork and overwhelmed. I mean, peak. Where, like I said, I was up 30 pounds. My blood pressure was always spiked. And I was like, I never had high blood pressure. And that was when I was at my peak, when my business was making eight figures in a year. And I was my most stressed. I was so stressed. I felt like a balloon that had been blown to capacity, but you know, you keep blowing and you're like, is this the gust of air that will pop it? Oh, not yet? Okay. What about this one? Like, you know, you're blowing the balloon. You're like, oh wait, is this it? Is this going to pop the balloon? And you don't know. Day by day, you're putting a little bit more air into a balloon that's already at capacity, and you don't know the day that it's going to pop, but you know one day it will if you continue. And what happens is, especially as you start to get success, is that if you're not careful, you will lose control of your own life. That your business, your job, the thing that's bringing you success will start to be in charge, not you. And you will feel like you are a passenger on a runaway train, knowing that although it is garnering you money and accolades and everything else, it is also careening toward destruction. You can see it. And you're like, I don't know how to get off. And if this sounds like you, you're probably nodding like, yes, 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 I've been there, or I'm there now. And it's really scary because you know, not if, but when. When will I crash? When will this balloon pop? Will it be my health? Will I have a heart attack? Will I break down? Will I have a mental breakdown? Will I make a mistake and destroy everything? You just know when. And it is the scariest thing because you don't know what to do to stop it. And I didn't know what to do. And so about 3 or 4 years ago, I asked for help because I just was at overwork and overwhelmed to the point where I was like, I think I'm going to have a heart attack. Like, on some realness, because isn't that what high blood pressure at an extended period of time will do? I wasn't sleeping. I just said, I think I'm going to have a heart attack or something. My body is going to break down. And so I started to ask for help, and I knew I needed help in two places. One, in business. So I got a business coach. And then two, I got a therapist. And I had a therapist in college when I was having a really hard time. But I knew I needed something. And so the business coach helped a lot in restructuring the business. And certainly it helped. But the biggest thing I took away from the business coach is that the way I was managing the business was not sustainable. So certainly the business coach helped me to like restructure and see parts of the team and the company that need to adjust. But I realized that like, okay, that like, this is great. And certainly the business is doing better. And the people are on my team know what to do. And we have a real underlying business. Like, as a result of my business coach, I have a really good fundamental business. Like currently right now, I'm talking about HR. I'm talking about benefits. I'm talking about matching program for their 401k. I'm talking about employee handbook. I'm talking about KPIs. I'm talking about, you know what I mean? Like under, like, I'm not, you know, I'm not just like out here budgetista-ing or social media-ing. No, no, no. I have a really good underlying fundamental sellable business. Like, this is a hardcore business. The business coach helped me to get there, which is great. But it also made me realize that like I could not systemize and organize my way out of what I was really feeling, which is this is still too much. And that's where the therapist came in. She had me kind of take a look at the life that I was living versus the life that I wanted to live, and learning to have the courage to ask myself of that life. And it was really hard because there had to be a lot of undoing, you know, and a lot of disappointing of people, a lot of pulling back. Everyone had expectations of me, and I had expectations of myself that I didn't want to meet anymore, but I was too scared to say. And it took really to really shake me up because I was tiptoeing towards shifting. But what really shook me up was when my husband passed away, to suddenly everything that I was slowly tiptoeing and working toward, I did overnight, because all the excuses I made before about why I couldn't do a thing were gone, because nothing brings more clarity like death and loss. Because I was like, wait, why am I doing this again? Like, literally, honestly, I was on some, I don't give a fuck. Like, that's what it was. I was really on some, there's nothing I care about right now. I lost my person. Whatever y'all talking about, kick rocks. That's how I felt. Everyone can kick rocks. All this, oh, Tiffany, my expectation. Kick rocks on expectation. Kick rocks and I got to do, I don't owe you anything. Like, my person is gone. And so it brought so much clarity. In that year, I cleaned house. I let go of more than half my team. Some people, just a handful of them, I felt bad about because they were delivering, but it's just that we didn't have the capacity. So there was a handful of people I felt bad about, but the vast majority needed to go. They needed to go. So it was like, kick rocks, kiss rocks. Y'all stay mad at me. Keep my name out your mouth, though, because let me tell you something about my name in this industry. I'm not somebody who you want to drag. You don't know who I know and who I've helped. So everybody keep it cute, and I'll keep it cute, too. And be mindful of who you tell that you work for me, because I'm going to be honest. Like, I had to tell a couple people, I see you got my name on your site, which is cool. But if someone reaches out to me, just know I'm going to be honest about your time here. As long as you okay with me being honest about your time here, continue to keep my name on your site. I can't tell you how many people took my name off their site because they know the work that they didn't do while they were here, right? So a different Tiffany came out. I didn't know how to set boundaries before. I let people walk all over me. She's gone, you know? And I was slowly tiptoeing toward that. And I wish I would have got to that per place sooner.
Hey, BA fam, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today. Hey, BA fam, our fellow entrepreneurs and creatives, this message is sponsored by Squarespace. It is the ultimate toolkit for crafting your online presence. With Squarespace, it's really about more than just building a website. It's about shaping your online identity and making your mark. So say goodbye to checkout headaches with Squarespace's flexible payment options. From credit cards to Apple Pay, they've got you covered. And if you live in an eligible country, they offer buy now, pay later options with Afterpay and ClearPay, which means that your customers have even more ways to purchase your products. So head over to squarespace.com and kickstart your journey with a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, don't forget to use our link squarespace.com/brownambition to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Just visit squarespace.com/brownambition to get your discount today. Remember, your online success story begins with Squarespace. So what are you waiting for? Let's build something extraordinary together. And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. All right, BA fam, you know we work hard and we play hard, but when it comes to investing and having your money in the market, you want your money to be working for you. That's exactly what the Betterment Automated Investment and Savings app can help it do. Keeps your money out there working hard and kicking you know what. I love Betterment because it makes it easy for even a beginning investor to figure out how to put their money in the market and set it and forget it and be at peace with that because you know Betterment has got you covered with their automated investment and savings app. Their technology is going to give you advanced tools that are built to help you maximize those returns. All you got to do is visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank.
Hey, BA fam. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. That's incredible. This is according to Indeed data and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 150 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Okay, it's smart. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show
will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BrownAmbition. Just go to Indeed.com/BrownAmbition right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BrownAmbition. Terms and conditions apply. You need to hire. You need Indeed.
The space that I am in now, book launch had me a little bit stressed. As y'all know, like my book Made Whole, the workbook version of Get Good With Money came out in November. So there was about a month to 2 months of like, it was a pretty hectic time. But besides that, your girl's not doing all that. I'm not. I mean, there are pulls on me and I'm like, then you do it. You want it done, so you do it. Like I set clear boundaries from family to business to, I just have to get rid of a potential partnership the other day. I said, yeah, this doesn't seem fair and it's not aligned. Sorry. Oh, no. I said no. Sorry. Wish you well, though. Because people will pull you to the depths of the dirt. And then when your body is broken, they will step over it to then suck somebody else dry. It's not happening anymore. I set clear boundaries. I don't want to do it. Pick somebody else. You know, I'm nicer about it if you allow me to. But if you can't hear, then you're going to feel. I don't want to do it. Sorry. My mind's been made up. This is the language I use now when like someone's not listening. So I start off with, thank you so much. It's not really a lot. Oh, you're not listening. No. I'm okay with people being okay. Jarrell, my late husband, used to always say, and I didn't get it. He would always say, I'd rather you be mad at me than me be mad at you. Meaning like if one of us got to be disappointed, let it be you. Let it be you. Why should I break my back so you could be okay? Okay. You know, like I am all for equity. I believe in fairness. But what I realize is oftentimes I'm the only one at the table navigating from that place. And so once I peak game that you would let me drown just so you can have your space in the sun. Oh, it's on. Bye. You know? And so as a result of that, I have way more peace. I just did an interview with the New Yorker the other day. And like, she was asking me about like what my day as a successful entrepreneur looks like. My day starts at 10 and ends at 3. I starts at 10 a.m. That's when my first quote unquote meeting or whatever starts because I take typically like a 2 hour walk in the morning. I like to have a slow morning. You know, everybody can wait. And then at 3, this is the average day, you know, not during book launch or whatever, but during the average day, at 3, I'm done. No meetings, no podcast, no this, no that, no. Fit within the confines of the boundaries that I've set. I don't take meetings on Wednesdays, and I don't work on Fridays, and I don't work weekends. Fit within the confines of the boundaries that I've set. Depending on where you are in life, in business, or whatever, you might not be able to have these boundaries, but you can set some boundaries. It takes practice. It might take some therapy to figure out why you're not setting it, but you are deserving of setting healthy boundaries for yourself. Because if you don't, you will be filled beyond capacity until you pop. To what end? To what end? You know? And I am always viciously vetting. Like I'm looking at my life now and I'm like, what other things don't suit me? And I'm making some tremendous changes as a result. You're going to see some major changes in the next year. I'm like, I don't want to do that anymore. Oh, well, you should. I don't want to do it anymore. And I'm making changes not to have to. You know, like I'm 44 now. I still got my knees, my back. You know, I can still run. You know, I still got my hairline. You know, good skin. Child, what I look like wasting these cute years? You know, no. I want to travel more. I want to do my work, my book again, my children's book. I want to do a series. You know, there are things that I want to do that in order to have to do them, I have to clear space. And so I'm intentionally clearing space. And step one in recreating and unlifting this burden of overwork and overwhelm is to one, acknowledge this is not how I want it to go. Say it out loud to yourself. Tell your bestie. Tell someone. That is step one. This is not how I want it to go. This is not what I envision. I don't like it here. That's okay. Say it, cry about it, whatever you got to do. That's step one. Step two is to admit, I need help. I'm not sure actually how to get out from this. I need help. Step two is to say you need help. And then step three is to go find it. Is it a business coach? Is it a therapist? Is it my bestie? Is it my mama? Is it my whatever that looks like? Ask for it. Seek out the guides that you're going to need to help navigate the process. I am the queen of asking for help. Now, why should I figure it out on my own? That might take me 10 years when with Dr. Green, it takes me 10 months. Ask for help. You are deserving. Ask for help. That's step three. Ask for help. Ask for help. Ask for help. Then step four, to start to put the help into practice. Dr. Green gives me homework to do. I do it. Because what are we doing? Like literally, there are things with Dr. Green that I was able to break the habits in 10 months that I have been navigating since I was 10 years old. 30 years working and through a thing. And in 10 months, me and Dr. Green broke it, broke the habit. I'm like, damn, I don't want to spend 30 years working on a thing when I can spend 3 months navigating and breaking it. So I do the work. She gives me homework. I do the work. Right. And then five, like celebrate your wins and acknowledge like give awareness to the thing, like, wow, like I'm now training for a 5K, even though I probably could do one now if I wouldn't, because I walk like 5 miles a day, but I wanted to take my health to the next level. And I said to myself, like, I need something to reach toward. So y'all gave me this really great app called Couch to 5K. Thank you so much for the woman who did that. And so as I'm training, you know, I'm reminding myself to celebrate the awareness, to celebrate how far I've come. Today was like really day one. Although I was playing with a few apps, but today is my official day one. And as I was like running, in the middle of running, because why should I wait until I run the 5K? In the middle, I said, look at you. I'm really proud of you, Tiffany. You said you were going to do a thing. You did a thing. You acknowledged that you didn't like where you were physically. You said, I need help. That's number two. Three, you asked for help right here on this podcast for a guide for help. Y'all gave me apps. I'm now using it, right? Then I'm doing what the help told me to do. That's four. And then five, I am celebrating the awareness and the progress, you know, and then you repeat. That's it. If you want to see yourself move forward, if you want to break past this burnout, if you want to get beyond where you are now, those are the steps. We are not meant to go this alone. You're not. One of my friends has this quote that he always says, that the lone wolf perishes in the winter, but the pack survives. Did you hear what I said? I said, the lone wolf perishes in the winter, but the pack survives. What does that mean? It means that you might survive on your own in spring, in fall, right? Even in summer. Okay, cute. But eventually winter comes, a time that's too hard to navigate by yourself. You will not survive it, not successfully, you know? I don't care how much money you have, how much influence, how much beauty, how much talent. I don't care. At some point, you need people. The sooner you get good at asking for help, the faster you get to where you're going. There's an African proverb. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go with others. Ask for help. Okay? So like, when you see your girl out here, like this year alone, like I have lived it up. I went to Kenya in January, Egypt in March, Paris, London, the Amalfi Coast in, was that August? No, that was October. And a bunch of other places in between, none of which I shared on social media because, girl, I don't care. But I share that I have been living in the fullness that life has to offer me, because life taught me a valuable lesson that at some point you will lose the things that you love, whether it's your favorite pair of shoes or your favorite person. At some point you will lose the things that you love. Are you maximizing your time with those things? I love to travel. I love my friends. I love my family. You know, I love doing this podcast. I love Mandy. Am I maximizing the time, this blessed treasure time that I have? And you can't do that if you are wasting it away on things that don't bring you joy and peace and happiness. Certainly as adults, there are things that we must do, you know, as adults. But beyond that, so many of us are spending time on things that not only don't we have to do them, it doesn't even bring joy, alignment, or happiness. You know, I'm off that. And I hope that you're off that too. Okay. Well, before we take a quick break, just remind, remember, if you are a businesswoman, especially if you're a Black woman in business and you would like some guidance, you know, I mentor via the Patreon platform under mymentortiffany.com. So you can join us there. It's $20 a month, depending on when you listen to this, but it'll probably be there for a while, $20 a month. And I do a class once a month. I give resources every week. I bring in guest speakers. I keep it at that price point because so many people are wanting mentors and I don't want stress because I enjoy doing that. And I will continue to mentor there until I don't feel like it anymore. And it doesn't bring me joy. So while getting is good, go ahead on over to mymentortiffany.com. If you're looking for mentorship specifically for business owners, especially women, especially Black women, but I don't turn anyone away. That's just like, I center Black women over there, you know, although the advice is good no matter who you are. Bye.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
We're having a real conversation as real estate investors.
New episodes available every day.
It's important to buy where it makes money and not necessarily where you want to travel to.
Bigger Pockets, On the Market, Rookie Real Estate, or Money Podcast.
The purpose of flipping is to create more cash so then you can reinvest into other types of properties.
The Bigger Pockets podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.